Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, we've got a lot happening. Obviously, the Eagles and the Phils. And the Phils, no game. But the baseball playoffs start today. So a lot of eyes will be on the Dodgers and Reds. Obviously, the winner of that will be the Phillies' opponent, game one on Saturday. Eagles off for a few days from a game standpoint. They'll be back at it on Sunday. Now, you got to listen at 8 o'clock today, because we begin the contest to give away tickets to the Eagles and Broncos game. Obviously, Nick Sirianni today on the program at 8:40. And a ton of conversation needs to be had about the A.J. Brown situation, which is, to say the least, the biggest topic in town. We shall discuss it at great length at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich!
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The average kangaroo can leap 25 to 30 feet per
bound. That's pretty
bound.
Amazing. That's something.
The red kangaroo, because it has stronger hind legs and a firmer tail.
But wait, there's more? Go even higher?
The red kangaroo can jump up to 42 feet per bound. That was the record set by a red kangaroo. 42 feet.
I'd sign him to be at least the Eagles' fourth wide receiver.
Think about that.
Mechie out.
AJ, who needs the tush push when you can just leap 40
well,
yards?
Thing. It's 14 yards. You need a first down and then some.
I just like that.
Give it to the red kangaroo.
I like that a lot. What I don't like is this AJ Brown situation. I can't imagine there's any Eagles fan that does. And it's a problem. There's no doubt. It's a problem. And it's going to be a challenge for Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff here. And so I wonder at 215-592-9494 today, your answer to this very basic question: how concerned are you about it? How concerned are you about what AJ obviously posted, his level of frustration, and what it means both for his future in Philadelphia and the future of this squad? That's the basic thing. Because nobody can deny there's an issue. We can discuss where it stems from, but like nobody can deny there is an issue. He put it out there. So I ask you this very basic question at 215-592-9494. How concerned are you? I'll say this. I'm very concerned. Am I 10 out of 10 freaking out? No, because they have done a damn good job over the last couple years of managing his frustrations from time to time and continuing to win games to the point where last year they won a Super Bowl, to the point where this year I still think they're the best team. Obviously, either the Eagles or Bills. I think they are legitimately the best team. But I also know this. He's a big part of what helps them be the best team. You know, there's very few athletes in the history of Philly sports that got here and made as an immediate impact and difference as he did. Saquon last year would be an all-time example. Terrell Owens in 04 would be an all-time example. You know, Dr. J in 1976 would be an all-time example of like everything changed when this guy got here. A.J. Brown's pretty high on the list, man. I mean, it was very obvious in 2022, wow, this is different. This is different. You know what I mean? Like, we saw that Eagles-Bucks playoff game in 21 when Jalen's out there with Devontae Smith and not much else. And then you see AJ, and it's like, whoa, it's a different level now. I think he has been in the top five of Philadelphia athletes for four straight years. I do not think he's declining. I do not think he's diminished. I think Joel could be. I mean, I think Joel is. I think Bryce Harper is to a small extent. I don't think Bryce will be as excellent as he's been in the past in all likelihood. I think Saquon, maybe.
No.
Well, Bryce hasn't been anywhere near an MVP for a couple of years now. I think Saquon's a maybe.
No.
Got to see more to know. But I don't think AJ went from what he was last year to, like, you know, he's lesser than. And I understand his frustration. And I'm frustrated as an Eagles fan that it's gotten to this point, but I get it. I wish he hadn't put it out there a couple days ago, but I understand why he did. I'm telling you from my end, I would be out of my mind if what I thought was my greatness in my prime and my chance to wear a gold jacket was being diminished. And I think in his mind, I think he's frustrated with four things. And then, John, I'm going to turn it right over to you. Because I think the main thing going on here, the main thing, is AJ in his own mind is trying to figure out, how much longer can I take it? Even though we're winning, how much longer can I take it? I think that's what he's trying to figure out in his own mind. And I think there's four things he's likely frustrated about. One is what's going on with the Eagles coaches within this passing structure. Okay, it has not gotten rave reviews so far with the new coordinator. I think he's frustrated about that. Two, I think he's frustrated with Jalen's conservative nature. Doesn't give him many opportunities on 50-50 balls. Doesn't. Three, I think he's probably frustrated with a heavy run game. It's been going on for a couple years now. He's still put up big numbers, but not nearly the numbers of the Jamar Chases, the CeeDee Lambs, etc. Four, I think to that point, he's probably very frustrated that the other great receivers, and there are about 7 to 10 great ones in pro, really great ones, Puka Nacua and others that put up these incredible numbers.
Oh, Puka Nacua is a great receiver now?
He's always been a great receiver the last 2 years.
Oh, welcome.
What I said is he's not top five, and he's not.
Well, he clearly is. I mean,
No, he's not.
He gets an awful lot.
You're getting right in my wheelhouse. He gets more opportunity. And that is what I'm telling you A.J. Brown is frustrated with. That's how I see it. Now, you guys tell me at 215-592-9494, how concerned are you about AJ's frustration and what it means about his future in Philadelphia sports and what it means about the Eagles' future? John, how concerned are you?
I am not concerned for the team's sake because they've survived this before and they've probably gotten pretty good at handling this from previous experience. And so when I look back at the beginning of, 2023 and two games in, he was averaging, like 4.5 catches. He wasn't getting a lot of balls thrown his way. The numbers were, 54 receiving yards per game he was averaging after two games. And then we saw him and Jalen on the sideline mixing it up. And then for the following 6 weeks, there were they connected for over 100 yards. They worked it out. It wasn't Jalen and AJ working it out only. It was the offensive staff figuring out how to make this all work. Remember, it seems like every year we wait for the offensive line to gel, and it normally takes a month. This year, this time out, it's taking a little bit longer because of injury. I think the passing game, it normally we should give it some time to gel and that sort of thing, but this is beyond that. This is more problematic than that because now you've got emotions involved early again when it's already happened, season.
Yeah.
This is, if you're AJ, this is now like are you for real? Like, didn't we already get through this, 2 years ago, 3 years back?
Well, this is why, John, I come back to I think the main thing.
The frustration.
How much more can he take? Well, that's in his mind. I'm telling you, I feel really confident of that. That he's deliberating how much, we're winning,
I'm positive.
But I'm really frustrated.
I'm confident that he can work his way through this with Jalen, with this team.
I don't know, man.
Because it's been done before. But I am very aware that this must be compoundingly problematic for him.
That's what I think.
For AJ.
That's what I think, too. I think the compounding is a good word. And that's why when I use the phrase, how much more can I take, that's what I think he's thinking. Like, I really want this to work.
But I don't think it's that far.
Well,
to
listen,
where he's thinking, oh, I'm weighing whether I need to force my way out of here.
So, you know, his social media post, it was cryptic, so it's hard to know precisely what the intent was. But the way he put it, it makes me think he may want out. He may want out. And if he does, that would really be a hell of a shame. I mean, again, the exact words were, if you're not welcomed, not listened to, quietly withdraw. Don't make a scene, shrug your shoulders, and be on your way. Now, is he talking about, I don't want to talk to the media after the game because I don't have anything good to say, and so shrug your shoulders and be on your way, and I wasn't going to talk to the media from 4:30 to 5 o'clock 2 days ago? Maybe. It's a maybe. Do I think it runs deeper than that? I do. Look, I can't tell you as we sit here that I'm not going to predict he's going to, you know, demand a trade, you know, before the trade deadline in late October. What I can tell you is Sunday night was the first time for me where I really wondered whether he'll be on the team next year. I mean, I really wondered it. Like, I thought a little bit in the past, well, you know, maybe they don't pass it a ton. He's frustrated. Maybe they try to get value for him while he's still in his prime. I mean, I had speculated on it a little bit, but not to the point where I said, this could really be code red for his tenure in Philly. And I actually think...
Yeah, I do not think it's code red.
Okay. Well, look, I'm curious where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. I mean, when you hear AJ with that message, what is your reaction and what is your level of concern? Listen, we're all taking a guess. I understand it. I'm not reporting that he wants out. I don't know that. I know this. I've followed the bouncing ball with a lot of athletes through the years. And a message like this doesn't usually make it easy, to use the phrase Seltzer used yesterday, to just put the toothpaste back in the toothpaste jar. You call it a jar? What do you call that thing?
In the tube. Toothpaste bag in the tube.
Yeah. Jar.
The toothpaste jar.
Didn't sound right.
When you dip it in and
come
pull
to my,
the
come to my house.
I got a little, shop.
I got a little cup, a little top, a little jar. It's where I put the honey. I got the honey and then I got the toothpaste. Look, guys, what do you make of it? I think, again, I'm not going 10 out of 10. Like, I remember the last week of Allen Iverson. You knew he was going to be gone. I remember Ed Snyder going on TV. You knew he was about to be traded. I'm not saying it's that. But I'll tell you this, man. I don't think this is nothing, and I don't think this is small. I think it's a real thing, and I think it's a problem. It's a shame about Tyreek Hill. He's had a great career. I'd like to see it keep going at a high level. Kind of sense he was maybe in the beginning process of the decline anyway, but you want to see a guy like that finish strong and see if he makes the Hall of Fame, stuff like that. It's a big injury last night. All right, 215-592-9494. It's a very basic question. How concerned are you about this A.J. Brown situation? This one to me feels different. Doesn't feel unsolvable, but I'm more alarmed than I've been in the past. And I'd say, frankly, a lot more alarmed. I think John's use of the word compounding is a good word. It's been building on top of each other on a couple of years now. And I think he's really, really aggravated, to say the least. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick.
Yeah, good to hear from you all again. Hey, real quick, too. John, Rich, I don't know if we checked in with you, man. I won tickets from Clapton a couple weeks back.
Wow.
And man, what a show. The guy's an old-timer now, but, man, what a legend. What a time. And
Can only imagine. I've never seen him personally. That must have been amazing.
Yeah, and I snuck around and got better sneak seats, too.
Nice work.
So that was even better. But anyhow, listen, man, I just think it's awful that we got to talk about this thing with A.J. Brown because, like, I definitely did not see after four games – first of all, us being 4-0 and us having to talk about this, you know, A.J. Brown. But I just think, you know, like until the ball somehow gets to him and he has a crazy game, all this can go away. But the whole thing, John, Rich, with things like every year, like a new coordinator, I mean, that's got to take a toll.
It is absolutely a big part of this. This is what I've been saying year after year. This is part of the problem. We love Nick. We love what he's brought, the accountability, the infrastructure that's now in place. We owe him Super Bowls of reverence. But, man, it would be great if we could stabilize this play caller, offensive coordinator situation, and it's not going to be because the only way you do that is you get a head coach who actually calls the plays too. And it seems like that is becoming increasingly rare because of everything that goes into that. So maybe that's too much to ask too.
I think that's just such a big thing that is – you know,
there's just no consistency, though, Patrick. No, that's the problem.
So, I mean, can we get an old timer like Vic Fangio over there?
Well, I think that's something to consider in the future. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that, Patrick.
It makes a huge difference.
Go hire Norv Turner. One's probably going to make him a head coach.
Is Chan Gailey still around?
Yeah, sure.
Is Rod Dowhower still alive?
Dana Bible kicking around?
Dana Bible. All right, that's a little far. It's a little far. Funny. But Patrick, your point's good. But let me ask you this: how concerned are you?
Oh, I'm concerned, but I'm kind of more concerned with the offensive line.
I think it's been the biggest issue and disappointment so far this year. Yep.
If the offensive line was cinched up a lot better, I don't know if we'd be talking about this as much.
Patrick, here's the thing, my man, and great call as always. Here's the good news on the offensive line. The main issues probably are injuries. We talked to Ray about this yesterday, and he went right to the injuries with Lane Johnson and with Landon Dickerson. And if it is as, and I think they're two of the three best, because those two plus Mulata would be the three best. If it's as simple as that and they can grow out of the injury into health, you know, midseason or at some point, then away you go. We also know, though, there were a couple of years where Lane Johnson struggled with his ankle, and it affected his overall performance, affected the overall line's performance, affected the overall team's performance. Sometimes you can work through these things, sometimes you suffer. To this point, this season, from my vantage point, the offensive line has been the biggest disappointment and the biggest problem. Not saying they've stunk, but man, oh man, not nearly at the level they typically play.
It's not just the O-line, too. You know, Saquon has been a marginal pass protector. Yeah. Saquon has been taken advantage of by our opponents in pass protection.
Sure.
And that's normally the case. You know, like that, it's really hard to pick up blitzes and that sort of thing in this league, but he's paid a lot of money to do that, and I'm sure that's one of those things where he's chomping to get back out there and prove he can do a better job this week.
I agree with you. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
Doing well, Ed.
So let's say you're Howie Roseman sitting in your office today, and Chris Greer from the Dolphins calls. Do you take the call? And if you do take the call, do you give A.J. Brown to the Dolphins for Chop Robinson and maybe a pick? Because we badly need pass rush help. I'm not saying do it, but you know, you always make the call. And if you're Howie Roseman, do you see a potential opportunity there?
No, you take every call because you don't be afraid. I mean, the only player I've ever seen in sports that's untradeable is Michael Jordan. So, of course, you take the call. Listen, in this case, we're getting a little abstract here because you're saying and a pick. I mean, what pick or picks are we talking about? And we also know there's a real issue with regard to moving on from AJ as it relates to dead cap money if they were to trade him at this point in his contract. I'd have to look up what that is. I don't know off the top of my head. So it gets very complicated there. Look, Ed, I do not believe he will be traded in season. And I trust that AJ will be able to channel his frustrations enough to hang in there through this year. Now, I think what you're bringing up is, in all likelihood, more of an off-season conversation, you know, when obviously the money would go down because you'd be another year down the road, and you see if, at that point, you know, are you exploring trades then? That would be my guess.
Yeah, but I guess you could really start worrying if he starts posting pictures of South Beach on his Twitter or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what? He hasn't gone that far. You know, seriously, I mean, this is not the first time he's been frustrated.
He's been very vague, so it kind of gives him an out when he eventually talks about it. Like, I was just posting scripture.
You know what? I don't think he will do that, Ray, because he's a pretty honest guy.
No, he is.
He really is.
I appreciate AJ. I think you said the best thing in the beginning. They have been good about managing his frustrations.
Yeah.
And I heard Jordan Mailata talk last night, and I believe Jordan's pretty sincere. He extolled his virtues as a teammate.
He did.
I think they just have to manage his frustration. He did get targeted 9 times. They were just bad plays.
Yeah, and not great throws on a few of them.
No, 2 of them were out of bounds. Yeah. One was into double coverage.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Ed, good call as always. I want to play some more.
Jalen is not putting throws in jeopardy. Like, Jalen is not. Nice. If it's a close possibility that if he sees AJ running down the sideline, you know, pretty well covered, like, he's not going to try to drop it over his shoulder. He's going to throw it up where he feels only AJ can get that thing.
No question.
And it's probably almost uncatchable, and in some cases uncatchable. He is that cautious. He errs to the side of caution to the nth degree.
Yep.
And it's part of why we've won 20 of the last 21 games.
I agree.
And it's probably the biggest reason why we've won 20 of the last 21 games. But there are times when, you see, it catches up to someone like AJ who wants the big numbers and he wants the opportunities.
Yep.
It's okay. It's the age-old problem. This occurs, and it is more problematic for us because we have a conservative style of offense and a very conservative quarterback who is so risk averse.
Yeah, I agree.
That it works to our benefit, but his best receiver's detriment.
I totally agree with all that. Not a ton of history in my lifetime of a team being this great and having this 4-0, but this.
Are you talking all great teams? Because we haven't had that many great teams in Philadelphia, period.
No, we haven't. No, we haven't. I mean, I guess in sports history, you have, you know, sometimes players don't get along. You know, you'd hear issues of like Reggie Jackson and his teammates. I mean, Reggie won 5 World Series, but a lot of his teammates, you know, weren't exactly enamored with him. Bonds. Now, they never won a title. This one is...
It feels unique, you know?
It does.
Yeah.
It does. It feels, it's just, it's an odd confluence. It's you got a player at a position where normally his skill set would catch 120 passes a year. You have a quarterback that plays conservative. You have an incredible running back, although I wonder if he's still at the same level. You have an incredible offensive line, often very good at run blocking. You know, you have, and a lot of times you're playing a lot of times with the lead, not always, but a lot of times you play with the lead and you start running the ball more. I mean, there's stuff there. And then, of course, you have a new coordinator and you got to adapt to that, you know, from time to time. And
there was a weird noise that he just – did you hear that?
I did not, but I will pull
at
it.
At the start?
I did not either.
Oh, man. Maybe I'll have to come in to help you find it. It was almost – man.
While Clapton
that
was playing?
It was like you were so emotional.
Wow.
Just for a moment. It was almost like you were breaking down. Wow. Intra – sentence. Wait, is that right? Inter-sentence.
Anyway. So the reason John's saying
that... Inter-Sandman? Is that...
Yeah.
No?
The reason John's saying that is we're trying to assess for our Twitter poll.
He took you inside baseball right there.
We're trying to assess whether... Rhea, give me your answer here. We're trying to figure out. So the Phillies are going to play an intra-something game. An in-something game. Is it an inter-squad game or an intra-squad?
I thought it was intra-squad.
Intra?
I thought intra, too,
hold on,
is what
on.
I
Everyone
said.
Don't talk at the same time. Rhea, you think it's what?
Intra-squad.
Intra.
Yeah, that's
James,
what I would say.
You think it's which?
Okay, I thought it was intra.
Okay. John, you think it's...
Well, what we're differentiating is if it's within just the Phillies or the Phillies and another team.
Okay, I have the answer.
Which
I just
if you're including other teams, I thought that was intra when you included other teams, but I think that's wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong. Rhea and I are right. Intra is correct. So inter means between or among different groups or entities, whereas intra means within a single group or entity.
So this is an intra
you
squad.
You seriously
scrimmage.
Spent your time during the commercial break discussing that?
Yeah, we went back
it's
and forth on this.
Decision.
So the answer is intra?
Yes.
Intra is correct.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to ask.
And we can say that with confidence
there we
and
go.
Pride.
So I'm going to ask this Twitter poll question of the day, because let's put the Phillies on the table also, guys. Big topic. I mean, they play a playoff game in a couple days. And by the way, the Reds, let me just get you this. So playoffs start today at 1 o'clock, Tigers and Guardians. 3 o'clock, you got the Padres and the Cubs. 6 o'clock, you got the Red Sox and the Yankees, and then late. Which is a bummer from our standpoint, because obviously, you know, this, the Reds and Dodgers, what you
so
want to say.
So annoying. Come on.
And I love afternoon playoff baseball.
I know.
It is really fun.
But I can understand why the Dodgers are the last game. They're the only West Coast team, so they have to be. Anyway, Reds,
Padres,
Dodgers.
But they're the only game in the West Coast. Yeah, 100%.
Correct. So Reds, Dodgers tonight at 9 o'clock. Anyway, Phils will play the winner of that best of three. So here's one of our two Twitter poll questions of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One-Owner Pre-Owned Pickup Trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. The Phillies are going to play one intra-squad game this week to prepare for the playoffs. By the way, they're playing that game tomorrow. Our poll question for you is, how many intra-squad games do you think they should play? And we've got four choices here for you. 0, 1, 2, or 3. I've been advocating 3 for months. They're going to go with 1. Rhea, how many do you think they should play?
1.
James?
I would say 2.
John?
You don't want to overdo it. I like splitting the difference here. 2 is nice.
Okay. So like a Tuesday, Wednesday, or a Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah, and then take a break.
So they're going to go with only Wednesday. So just to give you the way it's going to lay out, or already has laid out. So their last game was Sunday. They took yesterday off. Today they have, what do they call it, James? Today is a...
Today is a workout.
Yeah. So Tuesday, today is a workout. Tomorrow is the intra-squad game. Thursday is the workout. Friday is the off day. Saturday is game one. I would have played intra-squad games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Just stay sharp. Just stay sharp.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Three days in a row.
In the series I've seen the Phillies play in this round about to come up.
That's draconic.
The home team has lost all 3 times.
All right.
Braves lost. Phillies lost.
You're gonna be exhausted and worn out.
So hard to stand in right field and catch a fly ball. 4 at bats. Oh.
This is a chance for them to.
Oh.
You hurt yourself coming to first base.
You know what? I'm not Bryce Harper.
Out.
Man can get there. Anyway, let us know. All jokes aside, because they have said it at 1. Do you think it should have been 0, 1, 2, or 3? How many intra-squad games, if you were in charge, would you have set? Second poll question, do you worry that this may be A.J. Brown's last season as an Eagle? That's what's moving through my mind. It might be. I would still bet on him being back next year, but I've never felt more concerned that it might be his last season. James, this overall issue, how concerned are you on the AJ front?
Yeah, I'm mildly concerned. Like, I definitely, it raises, you know, my awareness. It's hard after it just, and I know you can't count on things happening every season, but like, it feels like every year at some point, even in 2022 during the Giants playoff game, we had AJ pouting. Yeah. We had him pouting in 2023. We had him pouting last year and they won a Super Bowl. So it's like, it's kind of getting to be a little old hat in that way where it's like, I'm frustrated by it, but I also don't feel like it will submarine the season. So I'm torn on it. I don't like it. On a basic level, you know where I've stood on this. Like, it bothers me. Like, on an inherent level, like, this team is 4-0. There are two 4-0 teams in football. That's it. You and the Bills, you're the only 4-0 teams in the sport. Like, I understand him being frustrated. Keep it in-house, man. You know he's too smart. He's been through this. Like, you know when you do this, it's going to be the whole week talking about it. Like, I'm just...
I know you are.
It's frustrating to me.
But remember this, James. I said it in the first 2 minutes. And to me, it is the heart of the matter. A.J. Brown is trying to figure out how much longer he can take it.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the heart of the matter.
Then you know, go somewhere else.
I mean,
you know,
I get you. I mean,
I suggest that A.J. turn on last night's Jets-Dolphins game and look at the Jets team.
Now, it's not fun to not win.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I keep going, oh, it's got to get better at some point. They're 0-4 under a new coach, new quarter. I mean, and they're awful.
Yeah, they're 0 for the last 50 years.
They're so bad.
Other than 98 when they almost beat the Broncos and almost got to the Super Bowl. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. How concerned are you about this AJ thing? And what do you think would have been the sweet spot for how many intra-squad games the Phillies should have scheduled? They're only going to go with one. But I'm telling you guys, seeing those playoff games last year, with the Phils and seeing the Braves the two prior years as a clearly better team than the Phillies, and they were, to see both of those, all three of those series end in four games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
With the team that was better losing, I would have scheduled more than just one intra-squad game. Let's go to the phones. Will in Wilmington. Will, good morning to you.
Good
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
How's it going,
hey,
Will?
I'm good, bro. Listen, real quick. A.J. Brown is a genius, bro.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, for the past couple of years, he complained about the same thing, right? The same thing. But he expect guys like you, Joe, to spread the message. And what I mean by that is, he already know that if it gets out to the public, especially to Philly fans, Howie Roseman, especially coach, head coach Sirianni, going to get it from the media, why he's not getting the ball, this, that, and the third. Kellen Moore's not no longer here no more, okay? So you got Petullo coming in here, and you got to be out your mind if you don't think these play calls is not Nick Sirianni. You're crazy if you believe that they're Petullo. They're Nick Sirianni's. When Kellen Moore was here last year, we ain't had this problem. We won the title, all of this. Now,
I'm having problems during the season.
Yeah, Will, I disagree with everything. I'm with you on everything you said to that last line. Remember this, the Eagles last year were 29th in passing in the NFL, and a guy like A.J. Brown, and he did miss a couple games, but A.J.'s numbers were almost doubled by the Jamar Chases of the world. So I do think the A.J. thing now does stem back to last year and the last couple of years, but keep going.
All right, so, no, I agree with that. So here's the thing. You got Petullo in here, and like I said, you got Nick Sirianni calling these plays, and this is why Nick Sirianni, when he addressed it yesterday and what he said, he's not going to, you know, let the world know it's, you know, him and Petullo is calling these plays.
Yep.
Like you said, James said it earlier. Everybody knows that, I mean, not James, Richie said it when he said basically Jalen Hurts is basically playing
conservative
protection ball.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, understandable. So, at the end of the day, he's depending on the media to get at everybody in the Eagles organization, the higher-ups, to get him the ball.
I don't see it that way.
Squeaky wheel getting the oil type of situations, what you're saying?
Well, it kind of did work previously.
Exactly what he's doing.
I don't know about that, John. I think, let me just say this. I think Sirianni and Hurts coach and play the way they're going to coach and play independent of outside opinions. I mean, if anything,
he was forcing the ball to AJ in the last game because he 100%. Knew AJ wanted the ball.
100%.
This is three straight times.
Well, they are trying
to keep AJ happy.
But that's not related
that's
to the media.
Of what you do in the NFL with a star wide receiver.
No, I'll agree with that, but I don't agree that it's because media people or fans over the last 3 weeks were saying get AJ the ball. I really don't. I think if anything, AJ could have said something over in the locker room at halftime.
I think everyone wants to get AJ the ball, Jalen included, AJ included. Like they need to get AJ the ball to open up the run game. They need to get AJ the ball so that the offense starts to flourish. Right now, it's not, and it's stagnant.
Look,
and
Will,
AJ's a big part of what can get this thing moving.
Well, I'll give you this. I do know at times players or coaches will use the media for that purpose. I know for a fact that somebody very prominent in Philadelphia sports once called up a media member. I'll keep the names private because this was said to me privately, but I'll tell the story with anonymous elements here. Called a media member and said, hey, I'm coming up to the last year of that deal, and it'd be nice to have a new deal. And the media member wrote a story about it, and the team gave him a new contract right quick. So stuff like that can happen. I just don't think that was AJ's intent here. I really don't.
Now, before you let me go, let me just mention one more thing.
Sure.
And I'm going to let y'all talk about it. You mentioned something about Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
That is the O-line, period, point blank. That is Landon Dickerson and that's Lane Johnson.
I got to see more to know. I hope you're right. Listen, John has said, and Will, great call. Please call us more often. John has said he thinks Saquon's still as sharp as ever. Ray yesterday said he doesn't have any concerns with the Saquon drop-off. I hope both of those guys are right. I don't know. I got to see more to know. I did know this going into the year, that if Saquon was a bit diminished, it would be hard to tell. Like, when I say tell, I mean proof. Be hard to prove. So I got to see more, but my antenna is up on that one. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're going to have the Red October. Big old rally happening on Friday with WIP. You can be there at Stateside Live, formerly Xfinity Live. Stateside Live from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll be doing our show Friday. That's the day before the Phillies playoff game at Borgata, as we always are on a Friday at Borgata. But then after our show, Joe and Hugh, Spike Eich and that Boban guy, they will do their program from Stateside Live. And you can be a part of it. Certainly encourage you to get there. If not, of course, listen for what should be a great day of programming. The day before the playoffs, Phillies and the whomever coming up on Saturday. Big programming on Friday. All right, 215-592-9494. James, percentage chance that it's the Reds.
I think you hit it pretty good yesterday. I would say like 35-ish percent, something like that. The Dodgers are clearly better. The Reds have really good starting pitching. So,
Rhea, would you pay $20 out of your pocket to play the Reds?
Oh my, way more.
Pay 100.
Yeah,
Rhea,
totally.
Would you pay $150 out of your pocket to play the Reds?
Yes.
Rhea, would you pay $400
no.
out of your... There is a line.
Once you get to a car payment, I'm out.
Can we pool money together? Because I'm in on part of this.
I'm always curious, like, how far would somebody...
James and I would split, right, the 150.
Because there's always a point where you're like, all right, I'll just take my chances. Que sera, sera, right? We'll find out, and then hopefully my team wins. Hey, you can win today. You can win John Legend tickets. I don't think we've ever given away tickets to John Legend, as he will be in town at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark with his Get Lifted 20th anniversary tour November 5th. Be right around the middle of the bird season. November 5th, the great John Legend in town. Tickets for this on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. But you can also win them on our program, not only today, but we'll give away a pair of tickets every day on the program this week. And we were talking before the show about the Thriller in Manila. One of the, well, not only one of the great boxing matches of all time, but one of the great, you know, names, catchphrases, if you will.
50 years ago, no less.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that crazy?
One of the great catchphrases ever attached to an event or a thing. I mean, that's a cool one, right? It's a fun one. The Thriller in Manila. Today at 215-592-9494, we ask you for a great catchphrase, something of that sort, for an event or a thing. I'll say this. The Eiffel Tower, not that interesting. There was a guy named Eiffel. There was a tower. It's called the Eiffel Tower. I mean, it's great. But, like, that's not as cool a name or a phrase as the Thriller in Manila. Give me a big answer, because there are a lot of really big answers on this topic. Just a cool catchphrase that kind of sums up something, an event or a thing. John Ritchie, what do you think? And talk to me
really
about that.
I don't really know. Exactly. So we can talk about just anything, like a cool phrase that sums up like a song, like the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Is that a cool phrase that sums up?
I don't know that phrase.
I don't know that.
What is
now,
that
the
from?
Purple people eaters would have been a good
answer.
That's
the Minnesota Vikings.
Flying purple people eaters.
You're talking about the Vikings or a song?
No, it's a song from the 50s.
Yeah. Is that what led to the...
Is that just a name of the song?
Yeah.
That's not a good answer. Like, I'll give you an example. The Philly Special. Now, I think there actually are better answers. But it's pretty cool. It's special because it's a trick play. It's Philly because they're the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's like, hey, let's run this thing in the Super Bowl. I mean, that's... Now, again, I think there are even more... I'll give you better than the Philly Special. Not for our purpose, but like for catchphrase purpose. There was a fight years ago. Two old boxers. It might have been Holmes and Quarry. They were old. Whoever the hell they were, they were old. They were fighting at Caesars. I don't think it was the official name of the fight, but fans dubbed it the Geezers at Caesars.
I love that one. Mm.
Like, that is a great catchphrase. The Geezers at Caesars. I like that answer. James, when you think of a catchphrase, it's kind of got a little spice to it. It's good. What are you thinking?
Okay, I have one.
Go ahead.
There's those exotic dancing men, the Thunder from Down Under.
Okay.
There you go.
Thunder
that's a good
from Down
one.
Under.
Yeah.
Then there's the Swedish bikini team, and that's a whole other squad. All right, what do you got here,
I
James?
Was going to give a shout-out to, I think, Richie's great uncle, the Rough Riders.
Rough yes. Riders is good. I like the Rough Riders, James.
James Ritchie.
That's a good one, the Rough Riders. Rhea, what are you thinking?
All right, this might not sit well with Richie, But the Tuck Rule game?
Oh, no! No! No, you
didn't!
That's
not a cool name.
Oh, man!
Kind of gets to the heart of the matter.
Doesn't that need to have a cool name to be qualifying for this?
It is a dumb name, Tuck Rule, too. It doesn't even describe...
Like, it's what it was.
I know. We've litigated.
No one knew what that was.
Well,
they told us in the huddle, Tuck.
No one knew the rule.
What is this?
All right, let's go to the phones. Give us a great answer. Catchphrase for an event or a thing. There's a lot of big answers out there. Derek and Paola, what's going on, Derek?
Good morning.
What's up, Derek?
I was listening to Jordan Mailata last night, right?
Yep.
Nice guy, right? That's why I said with the AJ thing, like, I just feel like he should be the one, like, answering the questions, because it's like, when Jordan Mailata is saying, like, oh, he's all about, you know, what's that, contribution over credit and all that, like, it don't seem like it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, he's not showing us that he is by his actions. You know what I'm saying?
And I do.
So, like, when Mailata gets up there, he has to, like, even with Sirianni, he got to get up there and, like, try to deflect what the message was and all that. I just feel like AJ, he's, like, doing himself and his team a disservice. Now, he'll come out and say, like, oh, that's just how I felt at the time and yada, yada, yada. And I don't know. I just...
I'm human. I made a mistake.
Great player.
It's okay.
Great player, but... Yeah, I mean, he's young, he's a great player and all that, but I just feel like you said, the Jets, man, to watch certain teams play, like Stephon Diggs, bro, he was on a great path to be a great player, and he started complaining about the ball, and he's already been on his third team, now he's in New England, and you don't even hear about him.
That's a good analogy. I don't disagree with you.
Hey, I don't know.
Interesting
I guess
how that works, huh?
Yeah, I mean, Tyreek Hill could have won more titles if he stayed with the Chiefs.
Hey, right?
Yeah, you're not wrong about these ones.
I think about this, though. I just turned 51, right?
When?
Listen, September 22nd, so
how
last
about
week,
that?
Right?
Good job. Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, like, this like, last, you know, year
we're the same
half
class in high
football.
School, by the way.
Yeah, 93.
Yep.
93.
Sorry
I watched
to interrupt.
You play down Nova that year, man. I was down there in the cold watching you play.
No way.
Yeah, I wasn't, you know. Yeah, it was a good game. But
thank
anyway,
you.
Like I said, this Eagles team, man, this last year and a half, man, they 20, what is it, 20 out of 21 games they've won. And I just feel like they should just be looking to keep winning championships, man. And the ball going to come your way, you know what I'm saying? Just stay patient and to come your way, just be ready.
Well, here's the problem with that. I'll call it somewhat simple argument. There's a next contract to consider. There is the Hall of Fame to consider. There are higher levels of all pro honors to consider. And there is more acclaim to consider. And I think all four of them are probably in AJ's mind. Look, winning matters a ton. I know Lombardi said it's not the only thing. It's not everything is the only thing. But I actually think it's not. I think putting that gold jacket on matters to people. I think being first team all pro matters to people. I think getting the biggest contract next matters to people.
AJ doesn't have to be reminded of any of that.
Because I will tell you this, Derek, at the rate he's going, if he stays in this offense and they run it the same way for the next 3 to 4 years, I actually think he would miss the Hall of Fame. I mean, there are players statistically that are lapping him these days.
I mean, let me ask John this question, right? Because you played in the NFL, right? So right now, you said you're 51 years old right now, right?
Yeah.
You wake up at probably, what, 3:30 in the morning, every morning, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather have $100 million in the bank or a gold jacket right now?
$100 million.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think,
you understand?
Right? Not even a question.
Come on, Derek, you kidding me?
I'm just saying, though, you're making it seem
I'd rather
like
have $10 million like, in a gold jacket. You know, what are we doing?
Gold jacket feel good, but I'm just saying, like, he going to get a contract no matter
he
what.
He is, but, Derek, I think in his mind he wants it all. He wants to win the Super Bowls.
It.
He wants to catch the 10 balls a game. He wants the acclaim. He wants the first team All-Pro. He wants the gold jacket, and I don't blame him. I really don't. I don't blame him. All right, Derek, I need an answer from you, my man. Give me a catchphrase.
The only one I could really think of was the other one. I was thinking of the Rumble in the Jungle, too.
That's another good one.
Good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. Listen, there's a lot from boxing.
Yeah, boxing really lends itself to this.
But we've already said maybe the two biggest. I mean,
there's not going to be a cooler name than Thriller in Manila. Like, they're all, there's some cool ones.
Rumble in the Jungle is pretty good.
Really
man.
Good. Yeah, those are probably the top two. Yeah. Right. Those are the top two.
Top two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.